Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. And, of course, the live stream, which is available through Liberty Broadcasting. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. It is Trump Tuesday.
That's right. We've got a great... presidential speech regarding what's going on in Hawaii.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, this is how, when you've got the imposter Biden saying no comment when asked about the deaths and what's going on in Maui, no comment with a grin on his face.
No comment. Yeah.
Right. And then you have a real president give a heartfelt condolences and words of encouragement, and we love you, we support you. Night and day contrast.
Oh, yep, exactly. Well, one was an American and the other one wasn't.
That's right. Exactly.
Wow.
It's so well put.
Yeah, so we'll play that for you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can tell just the inflection in his voice. And he's all over the place. You know what I mean? As far as like he is campaigning like crazy out there.
Yep.
I'm so proud to see him out there just doing everything that he can. He stops in the small towns. He goes to fairgrounds. He stops at barbecue restaurants and stops and talks to people. And you know, that's the real American president there. He cares about the people. He wants to talk to the people. And, you know, he's out there just being like a real guy. And
that's right.
And so it's just really nice to see that. And so, especially with this other schlep communist coup puppet that is just funneling all the money out of United States to Ukraine as fast as he can possibly get it out. In fact, as an update, it says here that... just in, the U.S. sends another $200 million in weapons to Ukraine.
Wow,
and
yeah. $200 million?
Yeah, $200 million in weapons. And so here, you know, we can't even... They're saying that they can give maybe $700 per household to the people in Maui.
Oh, yeah.
$700.
One time $700 payment to the people in Maui while we're going to send $200 million on top of, what, $120 billion already sent to Ukraine. Ukraine at all costs.
Yep, exactly.
And meanwhile, the people on the ground are saying the federal government's, the Red Cross and the federal government, FEMA, is not even getting the supplies to them. It's the citizens that are taking care of their own and each other, and the bureaucracy and red tape involved with trying to get people signed up or any type of help is just it's an atrocity. It really is.
Right. Well, and some other shocking news that's coming out of Maui too. Listening to the citizens, there are different things that they have to describe with what happened, as well as what they think is going to be the next step with the people there. The Democrats from Hawaii want to turn Maui into something like a sustainable smart city that uses AI. And so, oh boy, that's that. nothing could go wrong there. You know, I mean, my gosh. So interesting how a lot of that is unfolding. And they've been having those kind of meetings for the past 2 years in Maui, apparently, about how they plan to do just that.
They've got this Maui 15-minute city plan that's starting to come out. Maui's new jumps, their new smart grid, the Jump Smart Maui project. And one of the key cities for that is Lahaina. And then they want to make everything within 15-minute walking distance. And they want to have all these electrical charging systems. And, you know, essentially, like what they're saying, this is like you have to wipe the slate clean and build this up. Like somebody said, this requires building from the ashes.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, the people that, well, all of the American people are feeling very betrayed, to say the least.
No kidding. That was, gosh, I can't even recall ever hearing about any kind of a fire like that ever. Since I was born, I don't know of one that was where people were more or less trapped on the island while the whole thing was in flames. I've never heard of anything like that.
They haven't, not in over 100 years. Yep. And now, you know, there's one entire community. They let all the kids go from school, home from school. And I'm not sure if this school even burned down, but they let all the kids go home from school because of the high winds, and an entire neighborhood of children after they got home from school were all lost.
That's gone. Right. They're all lost in the fire. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's horrible.
It's absolutely tragic what happened there. So anyway, we had better get to the word of the day that we can get to the rest of the news on the backside of this.
That's right.
Because there's certainly plenty that we have to cover and glad to cover on Trump Tuesday. Okay, so anyway, the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 33 through 40, which read, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel were oppressed, along with the children of Judah. All who took them captive have held them fast. They have refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their case, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her princes and her wise men. A sword is against the soothsayers, and they will be fools. A sword is against her mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is against their horses, against their chariots, and against all the mixed peoples who are in her midst, and they will become like women. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols. Therefore, the wild desert beasts shall dwell there with the jackals, and the ostriches shall dwell with it. It shall be inhabited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord, so no one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it." And that's it.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
That's
quite a judgment.
Yep, exactly. And like we keep pointing out, that all of the prophets had their own generation worth of watching their people turn away from God. And then they have to watch what happens when they do that. And then he calls them to repentance, and they come back to him. And so,
right.
And so in this case, the notes here say that assurance that the Redeemer of Israel is strong and will deliver his people is similar to Ezekiel 34:23, and an oracle of a sword against the Chaldeans, a reversal of her role in Ezekiel 21, where Babylon is a sword. And Babylon will dry up like a desert, and yep, only wild animals will live there. And so
it's like that to this day.
It is. It is. And interesting, too, that, you know, of course, it's dry and drying up even more, as we're seeing prophecy come true with the drying up of the Euphrates River that's going on right now.
Yes.
And so, you know, and everyone's expecting China to be, you know, heading out across that border here pretty soon. It's nearly dried up. I mean, there's all but a trickle.
Exactly.
You could
just walk across it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable to watch some of the documentaries that you and I have watched on Babylon, where they go to the site where you can see the remnant of the ziggurat and some of the remaining walls of the city.
Oh yeah.
And then you see what it was it was magnificent.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
incredible and yep. impenetrable. And
right, and it looked like it was all lush green from all of the different inscriptions around on the buildings.
Yes.
You know that it was lush green at the time with tons of hanging plants is what it looked like there yeah. in Babylon.
Quite the amazing place. And now it's exactly what was described in the Bible. This is what you're going to look like.
Right, just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep, it's dry, barren, dusty remnant ruins of the glory that it once was.
Yep, that's right.
And is to this day.
Right. Well, and another interesting point is that while all of these prophecies and these prophets that we read about describe pretty much nothing new under the sun with mankind, right? This is human nature. This is what man does. This is what man does with God. This is what God does
yep.
with man.
This is the cycle and, yep. that we just can't break away from.
Right. Well, just like that, same is true with Satan. He hasn't come up with any new ideas from the beginning either.
He just recycles what he discovered works.
Yeah, exactly. And as they're talking about how God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, well, lo and behold, look at it today.
Yep.
I mean, same demonic influence in that aspect as well.
Well, we can also expect the same outcome then.
Yes,
if
exactly.
we don't change.
That's right.
And God did warn them, but it wasn't just like, hey guys, turn around. Okay, now you're toast.
Right.
I mean, it was such talking about long suffering.
No kidding.
It was decades, 20 to 25 years warning in many cases.
That's right.
So we've been warned for at least that long ourselves.
That's right.
And it's sad to see, the direction that we're going. So we're going to still continue to fight it. We're going to stand for righteousness. We're going to uphold.
We're going to continue to humble ourselves.
Yes.
And stand
against wickedness.
Seek the Lord's face and repent for all of our wickedness that our nation might be turned back.
Be the remnant.
Yep, that's for sure.
Absolutely. If no one else will, then you do.
That's right.
That's good. All right, well, good. And this was, what was that scripture?
That was Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 33 through 40.
I've spent a lot of time in Jeremiah. We've spent a lot of
yes,
time in Jeremiah.
Yes, we have. Yep, yes, for sure.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you for that.
Yep, praise God.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you to those of you who have stepped up and contributed to our Airtime Fund. Make sure you annotate that specifically, Airtime Fund, so we can attribute it just, specifically toward that. If you are not normally supporting us and you enjoy listening and we're a blessing to you, consider at least a one-time donation to help keep us on the air and help us hit our goals. We're very grateful for that. So let's go ahead and take a break. Come back with segment two right after this. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Radio Free Redoubt, and we'll be right back.
At the end of the day, either the communists win, destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two, hey, I want to remind you guys, if you have a ministry or a business or have a website for any reason and you need to have that hosted somewhere, check out TLC Web Hosting, Christian Patriot-owned business, and they're located in the American Redoubt. They take care of our Amron and Radio Free Redoubt websites. And that's their contribution to supporting us. And we're so grateful because they've just been just stellar, taking such good care with security and keeping our websites going and protected. And we're really grateful. So check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two. Lots of stuff lined up here.
That's right. Well, since it is Trump Tuesday, let's start off with our clip that we have here from Trump. And you get to hear what the Americans should have heard from Biden had he actually been the real president.
I would like to express my sympathy and warmest regards to the people of Hawaii, and specifically all of those who have been so gravely and irreparably hurt by the tragedy of the wildfires in Maui, something the likes of which have seldom been seen anywhere at any time. The death caused by this catastrophic event will be far worse than ever expected now that houses and cars and other areas are being inspected. The sad thing is, it should never have happened. Our government was not prepared. And very importantly, the aftermath is going very poorly, with the governor of the island wanting to do nothing but blame it on global warming and other things that just happened to pop into his head. When asked about it today, as he was getting into a car, perhaps coming home from the beach, where he has been spending a great deal of time, Crooked Joe Biden, the most incompetent president in the history of our country, with a laugh and a smile, said he had no comment on the death and the tragedy. To say no comment is oftentimes fine, but to be smiling when you say it, especially against such a tragedy as this, is absolutely horrible and unacceptable. It is a disgraceful thing that Joe Biden refuses to help or comment on the tragedy in Maui, just as he refused to help or comment on the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, for a very, very long time. In any event, hopefully everyone will be able to pull together so that a horrible situation does not get even worse. To the families affected, I give you my love and sympathy. Nothing can ever replace your loved ones, but you will always have the memories and will feel their great love surrounding and embracing you. Together, we will continue to carry their legacy forward, and I love you all very much. Thank you.
That's how it's done.
That's right. There have it from the guy that's been indicted for the third time now.
About ready to be the fourth time, which they're going to seal his election for him.
That's right.
It's basically, his numbers keep going up every time they do one of these sham indictments.
Yep, exactly. Well, and we have, in addition to that, we have a clip here from his speech that he gave in Iowa. And he's describing in this little clip how he vows to change Biden policies if elected again in 2024. Well, first of all, we just know that if we just ban the electronic voting machines, the left will never have a chance again of winning anything.
Right.
And so, he's definitely going to get elected if we can get those electronic voting machines banned.
Yes.
And so listen to what he has to say here about China. That is extremely important that we all get this.
Yep.
They have a quick trial and they execute the people. And it's a terrible thing when you think about it. But when you really think about it, the average drug dealer, I just saw a statistic, the average drug dealer in this country kills 500 people over a lifetime. 500 people. So when you look at that, and China has no problem, the countries with the death penalty, they're the only ones that don't have a problem with drugs. The only ones that don't, Singapore has a very strong death penalty. If you sell drugs, if you're a dealer, if you sell drugs, you get the death penalty. And people say, you know, let's go someplace else. Let's go to the U.S. and do it, where they don't even do anything to you. I mean, they don't even do anything. And until you get smart, you're going to have a tremendous problem. But I had it so that President Xi was going to give the death penalty to people that made fentanyl and sold it into the U.S. But once I wasn't there, that deal died very quickly. He had no choice but to do it, too. We were very, very strong. We have a lot of power over China. People don't realize it, but we have tremendous power over China, but they don't use the power. They don't know how to. I don't even think they think we have the power. We have tremendous power over China.
And another area where he's demonstrating an understanding, a true understanding of what we're up against.
Exactly.
And what should be done about it.
Yep.
So, well, that's the president.
Well, yeah, for him to understand, first of all, that he would never bow down to China, for crying out loud.
No.
You know, and when when Trump shows up, everybody straightens up because they know that he's gonna work them.
That's right. Absolutely.
He knows how to make money off of China instead of just continually giving it away and pouring it over to them. And so good on him for that. But
yep.
he also made an interesting statement there, reflecting upon what he's going to be facing there in Georgia with probably the next indictment. He said here, "The only election interference that took place in Fulton County, Georgia, was done by those that rigged and stole the election, not by me, who simply complained that the election was rigged and stolen.
Yep.
We have massive and conclusive proof. Fact." And so, without a doubt, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That's the whole name of the game is election fraud. And now he gets to subpoena all of the evidence.
Yep.
And so that's going to just be fantastic. And they can indict him all day long, but they're going to be hanging themselves. They're going to be
through
hanging.
Discovery.
Yep, through discovery. Yep. They're every boy. That's
where the Trump defense team can start subpoenaing the stuff.
All the evidence they need.
Exactly. Yep. And more it continues to be presented. There's another bombshell report from joehoff.com. A nationwide cellular network connects election equipment and gives federal government access to election systems at the precinct level.
Yeah, can you believe that?
This article, yeah, it goes on to say, many analysts who have been studying election integrity have concluded that there had to be a two-way connection between local election electronics and a centralized data collection system responsible for monitoring and manipulating the election. Fingers have rightly been pointed at an all-inclusive election management software, the Albert Sensor System, and Siddle and Edison and the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. So this is a great article. Go check it out at joehoft.com. You can also link to it through the Liberty Daily, which is where I picked it up from. And this is one of our listeners actually posted it first. That's what brought my attention to it.
That's
on our Telegram channel.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, and so as you all know, we have a bill, a congressional bill that I wrote a week and a half ago now, and it's posted on our website because this bill is the Stop Child Trafficking Bill.
Yes.
And this bill it's accompanied. There's a letter of description that we also have posted on our website, so you can print off the letter and the bill and send it to your favorite most effective congressman and senator, and we're going to demand, we're not going to politely ask, we're going to demand that they stop the child trafficking. And part of that is going to be facilitated through the banning of the electronic voting machines.
That's right.
And so that's exactly what we have happen. As soon as you have electronic voting machines that steal the elections, then you get communist usurpers that are being told what to do by the UN and leaving our southern border wide open to allow every criminal and his dog to come running across, which also facilitates all of this horrific child trafficking. And so this bill cuts right to the heart of the matter, and it'll stop child trafficking in its tracks. Also ban the electronic voting machines. And so
we keep the communists out of office that can only make it through election
theft.
Fraud, yeah. Election theft.
Yep.
And these electronic voting machines, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how hard it is. For 240 years, this nation has elected its officials with paper ballots, with voter ID, and hand counted.
That's right.
And there's no reason why we can't continue doing it. There's every reason to continue doing it.
Yep.
And to get rid of the electronic voting machines. And, of course, all the other shenanigans like governors making up voting laws, rules, outside the legislature, you know, unconstitutionally, outside the legislature, and ballot harvesting and all the other things that go along with it. All that needs to be slammed to the ground. But if you just only go after electronic voting machines, you couldn't steal all of the all the positions that we saw stolen in the key states. Last two elections.
Right. Well, so we just want to encourage everyone to make this go viral, because I guarantee you if 10, 20 million of these things show up on all of these congressmen's doorstep with certified mail through the mail service, I guarantee they're not going to be able to look the other way. They're not going to dismiss it. They're not going to say, I've got something more important to do. They're going to go, uh-oh, I guess this is a demand. We probably better pass this. And by the way, why wouldn't they?
Right.
Who wants to keep child trafficking going?
Exactly.
Nobody. And anybody that does is a perp themselves.
That's
because
right.
Listen to this. Like we had mentioned this briefly before, but former ABC News reporter James Gordon Meek to plead guilty in federal child porn case. It says here, the disgraced investigative journalist James Gordon Meek is set to plead guilty to child pornography offenses later this week. And here he was saying, poo-pooing the whole child trafficking thing, saying, oh, that's
right.
That's overrated, that's overstated, and there's nothing to it. Well, guess what? That's why he was saying it, because he is one of the biggest child porn supporters, it turns out.
It sounds like it. Yeah, he's the one who's been accredited with debunking Pizzagate.
Right.
It's just conspiracy theory. It's completely blown out of proportion by a bunch of paranoia. It turns out to be true.
Right. Well, and so check this last little bit of information out. In the last decade, the federal government has increased its spending to combat human trafficking by 750%. It's now annual budget $88 million. Meanwhile, the human trafficking industry has exploded. We need a full audit of where on earth these funds are really going.
No kidding. I mean, this is like the more money they throw at the public education system, the lower our scores get and the worse the outcome. I mean, well, let's throw more money at it then.
Right.
And then it just, you know, get the federal government out of all this stuff. It's a wreck. It is. They're incompetent. They're incompetent. They've proven it.
Exactly. And so do go to our website. It's radiofreeredoubt.com.
All right, guys. You have a blessed day out there. Stay strong and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.